Hi and welcome to Crypto Made Easy. My name's Andrew and today we're going to talk about sayings and acronyms in crypto. Now, before we get into that, disclaimer, I'm not a financial advisor, so any info you get on this show is not financial advice or investment advice. Please do your own research before investing in crypto. Okay, so now we've got that out of the way. Crypto sayings and abbreviations slash acronyms. Some of them are. You've got FUD, FOMO, FIAT, HODL, BULL, BEAR, DEX, SEX, that's with a C, P2P, C2C, HASH, TX, ICO, FANBOY, TROLL, the list goes on. I'm going to cover them all for you, well, the ones that I've got here. I'm obviously going to miss a few because there is plenty, but just the basics to get you going. If you're chatting on a Telegram group or reading some articles and you don't know what these things stand for, hopefully we can get that sorted out for you. So let's start with FUD, F-U-D. Stands for fear, uncertainty, and doubt. So when someone's spreading FUD, they're not spreading good news, put it that way. Next one, FOMO, F-O-M-O, fear of missing out. So when the price is flying on a certain crypto or project, everyone jumps on board, it's because they're FOMO, fear of missing out. Quite a bit of that goes on, not so much lately, but it does happen. Next one, fiat. So a government-backed currency, e.g. US dollar, pound, etc. So F-I-A-T, fiat currency. Next one's HODL, or hold. It's misspelled hold. HODLing currency, so you're holding a certain coin or currency. You're not trading it, you're not going to sell it, you're just holding, so HODL. Next one, bear and bull. So you'll hear about this, not just in crypto, obviously, in all marketplaces. You've got a bull market and a bear market. So bull upward, bear downward. Now, I found out this a long time ago, and it's an easy way to remember, is bull's horns go up and bears scratch down. So that's always a good way to remember it. Next one we'll do is DEX. So D-E-X stands for Decentralized Exchange. The future of exchanges, if you ask me, DEX. So the opposite, not opposite, but the other version is SEX. So that's C-E-X. Mind out of the gutter, please, people. Centralized exchange. So someone owns that exchange, unlike a decentralized exchange where mostly community are owned, own the decentralized exchange. Centralized exchange is SEX. Then we have P2P, peer-to-peer. So between two people, you might be trading on a decentralized exchange that's P2P. It stands for peer-to-peer or person-to-person. That's definitely another way of the future of crypto, I feel. You've also got C2C, which is crypto-to-crypto. So instead of trading your fiat to a cryptocurrency, it would be a cryptocurrency to a cryptocurrency. Next one you'll see a bit if you're doing any trading, buying or selling, is TX. And TX is pretty simple. That's a transaction. So a TX number that you can pop into any of your explorers to see how your transaction is going. Next one, probably going to become a thing of the past, but ICO and ITO, so initial coin offering or token offering. So ICO and ITO, don't think they're going to be around too much longer. I think projects will probably go the way of securities, etc. But ICO was very, very big the last few years. Tapered off a lot this year. Next one, fanboy. That's not someone holding a fan to cool you down. That's an avid follower or a shiller of a coin that believes that they are part of the only project on the face of the earth. They're a fanboy. Then you've got your trolls. They spread FUD on projects for no reason really. Just trolling, causing trouble, bit of a pain. That's a troll. Next one's bag. So you've got your bag of holdings or your portfolio. You'll hear it, fill your bags up or you've got heavy bags. It's all to do with what you're holding. Next one's shill. A favourite of mine. Some people get paid to shill. Some people just shill because they like the project. They're the good shillers. Promotion or advertising of a coin or project to shill. Next one that happens a bit, talked about a bit as well, is P&D or pump and dump. So a whale or a certain amount of people will get behind a coin, they'll pump the price. Once they create the FOMO, they will dump the coin for a profit. Next one's Ponzi. Good look out for these. Scams, exit scams, Ponzi schemes, you'll hear them referred to. So keep an eye out. They are bad news. Altcoins, or altcoin. So any alternative coin to Bitcoin. Bitcoin's papa. Altcoins are everything that is not Bitcoin. Now, bad language disclaimer coming. Shitcoin. No potential future. You'll hear everyone calling them shitcoins. Continuing with the bad language disclaimer, BTFD. What on earth could that stand for? Stands for buy the fucking dip. I won't repeat it. You got it the first time. So BTFD. That's the end of the bad language. Dior. D-Y-O-R. Do your own research. That is a dead set favourite of mine. It's very, very important to do your own research. Delve as deep as you can before you make any big decisions in the world of crypto. Plenty to find out. JOMO. Now, JOMO is a cousin of FOMO. JOMO is joy of missing out. So, a bit sarcastic, but the joy of missing out. When you miss out on something that's pumped, you've joy of missing out. Next one you'll hear and see and read and probably get annoyed at as much as I do is Moon or When Moon. It almost goes with When Lambo. So Moon, a substantial upward trend of a coin or project in their price. It will become annoying if you're in the community reading Telegram groups. Now this one is pretty much everyone in crypto in the last 9 months. Wrecked. R-E-K-T. Lost a lot of money, in other words, you've been wrecked. So, if people are saying they're not wrecked at the moment, they're lying. No, there's still some money to be made out there, but most people got wrecked. Next one's Whale. So, a big holder that can move price of coins, hold a lot of coins. They're called a whale. The next one would almost be the opposite of a whale. Weak hands. So someone who sells as soon as the price falls. As soon as they see that price is falling and it's never going to go up again. So they're weak hands and they sell out. ATH. ATH. All-time high. Usually refers to the price of a coin. It's all-time high. ATH. That's all you need to know really for that one. Then we've got DApps. So D-A-P-P-S. Decentralized applications. You'll see a bit of that written here and there. Now this one you'll definitely see a bit is ERC. So in ERC20 wallet, or you'll see it and hear it a lot. Now, before I did this, I didn't actually know what ERC stood for until I had to look it up. It stands for Ethereum Request Comments. So there you go. Never knew that myself. So that's good to see that I'm learning while we're doing this as well, isn't it? Which brings us to Noob, if you want to pronounce it like that. Noob, N-O-O-B, new into crypto, probably shortened version of newbie, or there's not really any other ways you could say it, I suppose, but yeah, new into crypto, Noob. So that sort of covers all your acronyms for today. What I'm going to do now is a bit of fun. I'm going to try and put most of those acronyms or sayings into a paragraph. Now I'm going to do it in crypto talk. Then I'm going to translate it for you into English. So bear with me. It might not make sense to start with, but the translation might. So, despite the FUD, I have my fiat ready to go to the P2P DEX to fill my bags. With altcoins, might create some FOMO. In this bear market, with a bit of shill, they should moon to ATH. Then become a real fanboy, troll the competitors' chats, and tell them that I'm a whale and they got wrecked. Now in English for you. I have a few spare dollars, thinking about a decentralized exchange to buy some crypto. Hopefully I make the right choice. While the market is slow, there are some undervalued projects worth considering. that may just increase in value. So there you go. That's a difference between a bit of crypto talk and plain old English. Some of them are relevant and used quite a lot. Some of them are just there for a bit of fun, which is good as well. Now, I know there's going to be quite a few I've left out. They're the more common sayings and acronyms that you'll hear across the crypto world. So a bit of exciting news for us here at Crypto Made Easy. You can now find us on Apple Podcasts, also Google Play, Spotify, Anchor, Breaker, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Stitcher. So pretty big news there. Pretty excited about that we've been accepted onto all those platforms. Next episode, we're going to look at crypto communities. They can be a very valuable source of info, and conversely, can be not so valuable source of garbage. But then we'll tell you how to decipher that and know the communities to look out for and which ones to use. Another segment I'm still working on that hopefully comes together before then as well. So as always, you can find me on local CoinSwap Telegram and Discord chats. Feel free to come say hi. Thanks for listening to Crypto Made Easy. Talk soon.